With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Favorable weather continues to pressure grain markets as traders look ahead to the USDA's August supply and demand reports. Corn and soybean futures moved lower late last week as forecasts called for timely rainfall and moderate temperatures across much of the Midwest during critical stages of crop development. Analysts say improving weather has increased expectations for another strong U.S. harvest, weighing on the prices despite the steady export demand. Wheat futures found occasional support from uncertainty surrounding Black Sea grain shipments, although abundant global supplies limited those gains. Traders are now turning their attention to the USDA's August crop production and World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate reports. Those are expected to provide updated yield forecasts and fresh insight into this year's production outlook. Trade tensions between the United States and Brazil continue to draw attention from the agricultural community. Farm organizations are closely watching the Trump administration's tariffs on selected Brazilian imports and what they could mean for U.S. agricultural exports. Ethanol producers and several commodity groups support the tariffs, arguing they could help open Brazil's market to more American fuel and agricultural products. Others warn the tariffs could lead to retaliation or complicate trade between two of the world's largest agricultural exporters. Brazil remains a major competitor with the United States in soybeans, corn, beef, and poultry. Trade analysts say producers will be watching negotiations closely for signs that both countries may reach a broader agreement that reduces trade tensions while protecting agricultural interest in the U.S. The U.S. Department of Agriculture plans to resume imports of Mexican cattle on August 24th, following months of enhanced efforts to prevent the spread of New World screwworm. The USDA suspended imports earlier this year after the livestock pest was detected in southern Mexico. Since then, the agency has expanded surveillance, increased sterile fly releases, and strengthened livestock inspection procedures. Feedlots and meat processors have welcomed the decision, saying additional cattle supplies are needed as the U.S. cattle herd remains at its smallest level in decades, helping drive beef prices to record highs. Some ranchers, however, remain concerned that reopening the border could increase the risk of screwworm entering the United States. The USDA says imports will be limited to approved facilities meeting enhanced health standards, with additional biosecurity measures remaining in place as trade resumes. A long-awaited provision allowing year-round sales of E15 gasoline could be added to the Senate's new farm bill. Senate negotiators are expected to include language authorizing nationwide sales of E15 as work continues on a new five-year farm bill. Supporters say permanent approval would provide certainty for fuel retailers, increase demand for corn, and eliminate the need for annual emergency waivers from the Environmental Protection Agency. The House approved standalone E15 legislation earlier this year, but the measure has stalled in the Senate. Including it in the farm bill could improve its chances of becoming law by tying it to broader agricultural priorities. Congress must approve a new farm bill before current authorities expire later this year, and negotiations continue on several key provisions. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.